here at the 2019 Drive 19, hence the Drive 19. CU Direct is hosting, and we're here with Mr. Alex Bogoeski. Bogoeski!
That's right.
All right, I got it right. Very cool. Okay. And you are CU Direct's VP of Strategic Alliances.
That's correct.
Wow, right on. Cool. How's the conference going for you?
It's wonderful. We've had a great turnout. I think the panels and the breakout sessions have been fantastic. The content is amazing. Our marketing team has done a great job. Big shout out to our CMO, Brian Hendricks. It's one of the best conferences we've ever had.
Any highlights for you? Anything stand out for you so far?
Well, the panel that I held, I thought was you know, I was really excited about that and the folks that we had. But no, everything has been great. Meeting with our credit union partners has been fantastic. We've had great feedback on a lot of the sessions that we've done from them. Mm-hmm. I think they've learned a lot. And also, you know, just the relationships that we build. I have a lot of, being the VP of Strategic Partnerships, a lot of my clients and partners are here, so reconnecting with them and finding opportunities for further business and efficiencies has been, you know, immensely good opportunity for both of us.
Yeah, and there's still nothing better than the face-to-face meeting for sure.
That's right. That's never going to go away.
Yeah, you got that right. Got that right. Speaking of one of your highlights, your panel was yesterday: digital retail trends with automobiles. So, what was it generally, or give us a quick overview of what was discussed?
So, digital retailing has been a topic. You know, for the last 4 years, it's all about automation of how cars are sold online. And if we look back, you know, for the last 5 or 6 years, there's been a lot of money poured into innovation in this space from fintechs and, you know, folks like Carvana. You know, they're a $9.5 billion company in market cap. Their sole purpose is to sell cars and deliver them to your house.
Yeah, that's kind of a cool service.
So, you know, from a marketplace aspect, but also now in the dealership world, e-commerce for dealers. So we had Roadster join us. They're the preeminent solution for dealer e-commerce solutions, providing storefronts now and an omni-channel experience for dealerships and their customers to be able to start online and end at the dealership and vice versa. And then we had a used car subscription service, Fair, the app. They made a big splash the last couple of years, Super Bowl commercial, and basically you can get a no strings attached lease from them right on your app. Absolutely, and you know, you can take it back whenever you want. It's you just pay the monthly. It's like Netflix for cars.
Oh my gosh!
So,
what is it called again?
It's called Fair.
F-A-I-R.
Oh, okay. The app. So you go to fair.com, learn more about them. But these are what we wanted to do is show, hey, there's digital retailing and the way you purchase online is spanning in a lot of different directions, and it's happening. So, you know, the Amazon and consumer purchase is hit automobiles, and it's starting to gain a lot of traction. So we wanted to open up the credit union's eyes to what is happening out there, how is it progressing, and really how it impacts them.
Yeah, what are a couple of, can you give us a couple of takeaways from the panel discussion? Because it's, I mean, these three companies are obviously pushing that proverbial envelope with, like you said, with the online digital stuff. So what were a couple of takeaways that folks can use?
So the biggest takeaways is it's here, it's happening, and it's here to stay. There's a lot of money being poured into by investors, seeing this as the future trend. So one thing we learned is we don't believe that we are at a inflection point right now. The traditional way of buying cars and the digital routes are there. They're colliding right now. We're in about the third or fourth inning. We have many more years before, and many more purchase cycles before consumers completely prefer the digital way of buying versus the traditional way. So what we learned is credit unions just need to adopt it, start being part of that more so. And they are. There's Progressive Credit Unions. We learned that work with Carvana and with their platform and through partnerships with CU Direct. But also finding some of the other trends that are happening in digital retail and starting to participate in those where it makes sense.
Yeah. What does this stuff mean for credit unions? How can they incorporate it into their businesses, and where's the future? And especially, you know, in terms of credit unions, how can they take advantage of this stuff?
So we learned that price matters still, right? People are still payment shoppers, even if they're doing it online. You know, they want a great transparent experience. So credit unions, their sole existence with the business model, have better pricing, and they're really set up to be able to thrive in that market. And they're transparent. So if you can provide a 2.99 rate on a website and get a really good payment, and now you combine the experience with the price, credit unions are going to win, hands down. So it's getting part of that experience and joining some of these companies that are providing that experience, whether it's through SIA Direct or directly. Those are the things that they just need to start experimenting with a little bit more, mm-hmm. and learning from it and taking some of these key takeaways and refining them and moving forward into that space as it revolutionizes over the next 5 to 10 years.
Yeah, and the significance of this for credit unions would be, I would imagine, being relevant, being, again, kind of on that cutting edge of offering services like this type of stuff, so to keep them relevant and keep them top of mind for consumers out there.
Absolutely. I mean, the marketplace is very competitive, mm-hmm. and fintechs have been entering the market space in droves, and then they've been very quick to innovate and create solutions that are hard to replicate. So, you know, being part of that innovation and joining them and taking advantage of some of these new marketplaces that are coming about is what's going to help credit unions stay on the, it's going to help them not get left behind,
right.
in a way. I hate saying that because I think there's always going to be a space for credit unions, but just being on that leading edge and being a change agent is really more so what they should be doing a little bit more of from what we learned. And I think one of the other key takeaways for me was to partake in this world, you have to be efficient in decisioning. So a little bit more automation behind the scenes and being able to say, hey, you're approved for a loan instantly. Mm-hmm. These are some of the things that we learned from the panel.
Good stuff. All right. Anything else to add here, Alex? Anything forecasting into the future for the rest of 2019 in this area?
I think 2019, based on what we heard from The Economist, is still going to be a great year. I think innovation is going to continue. SIA Direct, we have a lot of things moving the needle. And I'm looking forward to really having a great 2019, and I'm really excited about 2020 and beyond. A lot of things in the pipeline and a lot of partnerships that we got that are going to benefit our credit unions.
Awesome. Great message to end on. Alex, thank you so much, man. Appreciate the time.
Thank you.